just how common is common sense? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, one of your Scottish heroes had something to say about this.
John Thomas Reid was a Scottish philosopher in the 18th century, and he was a Christian who became the founder of the School of Common Sense Philosophy. He was a contemporary of another great Scottish philosopher, David Hume, and Reid wrote in opposition to Hume's sceptical approach that still resonates with people today.
Ah, the Scottish sceptics. You know, I think there are a few sceptics on this side of the pond as well, Alec.
John, I think there's a little sceptic inside all of us. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing, too, to ask questions. However, some colleges today, they seem to encourage students to question everything until they seem to be convinced they know nothing.
Right.
They seem to graduate with less knowledge than what they started with.
And they pay big time for this education.
I know, I'd be asking for my money back. Well, Thomas Reid arrested this slide into skepticism by suggesting there are things we can know with confidence. In fact, he said, it's just common sense.
Let me pause right there. What do you mean by common sense? Because what's common today may not be common tomorrow.
And that's a good question and a good point of clarification. Common sense here is not based on surveying the population to find out what's popular. Common sense is trusting our ability to accurately interact with the world around us. For example, it's common sense to believe the external world is real. Now, sure, someone could argue we're stuck in some kind of matrix. Some religions do, but that's not enough to overthrow what seems self-evidently true. Remember, we're only responsible to share what we believe and the reason why we believe it. It's not our job to make anyone believe anything. But as Reid would say, we can defend important aspects of the Christian worldview on the basis it's common sense.
And that's Alec McClellan with Reason Why. Hear this program again at reasonwhy.org.